The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I'm Father Andrew. I'm sure you guys have seen the bulletin posts and the email blasts and everything on social media. Really quickly, just a little bit about myself. I've been a priest for, 3 weeks now? Not long. So if I make a lot of mistakes up here, I promise I will make sure that the Mass is valid beyond anything else. Prior to entering seminary, which takes about 7 years at seminary, but prior to entering seminary, I was in the military for about 8 years, doing work throughout the world, mostly in reserve status, but I did 2 years on active duty, going to Cuba and to did some stuff in Long Beach. And then prior to that, I was actually an undergrad at Cal State San Bernardino. So I was born and raised in Southern California. I'm a native. So I look forward to meeting all of you over the next, hopefully over the next couple of days, but probably the next 3 years in general, because there's so many at this parish, I hear. All right, so to the gospel and to the readings, the homily. It is evident from today's readings that both obedience and faith are necessary for salvation. When God saw the obedience of Abraham, he blessed all the nations through Abraham's line. And when Jesus saw their faith, he forgave sin. So both of these things are very important. Obedience, though, comes after faith. So faith is first. Faith is primary. If we want to be obedient to God's law, it first requires that we have faith in Jesus Christ, in the revelation that God has given us. Otherwise, what good would obedience to God's law be if we didn't first have this faith in Jesus Christ and in everything that he says? What is this faith, though, that Christ speaks of in today's gospel? What is this faith that is required for the forgiveness of sins in the gospel? That's the question. What is faith? Faith, though, is our response to God. So God first moves, and then we respond to his movement. God first loved us, and so then we in turn love God. But faith, any response to God is a response of faith. So faith, first and foremost, is a response to God. But it's specifically where we freely assent to the whole truth that God has revealed. And Jesus Christ is the fullness of this revelation. So we mentally, intellectually assent to Jesus Christ. And it is this revelation of God which the church proposes and upholds for our belief, which the church constantly sets before us to hold as truth, to believe, and to have faith in. And it's that which we profess in the creed and celebrate in the sacraments, like Holy Mass. Another such sacrament is the sacrament of confession, which, coincidentally, we will start having regularly again on Saturday after the morning masses. And this faith, sacrament requires faith to approach what St. Jose Maria Escriva calls the Sacramenta de Alegría, or the Sacrament of Happiness. It requires faith to approach the priest who acts in the person of Christ and confess our sins. It requires faith. And it requires faith to believe that we are really and truly forgiven by Christ with his words when we receive absolution, But every time we do, every time we go to confession, it is an act of faith, but we are greeted with words from Christ, especially in the gospel today, when he says, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." Every time we go to the sacrament of confession, it requires faith on us to believe that it is truly taking place. My brothers and sisters, faith is an essential part of Christianity. It is more than just feelings. It is a true intellectual assent to all of the divinely revealed truths, namely Jesus Christ. And so, in the words of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, have faith and never tire of seeking the Lord.